Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, June 2nd, 2013. Today he is talking about the collapse of the dark cabal that has for so long been in control of the planet. Some startling revelations are shortly to be disclosed. Here in the spiritual realms, where we truly are not separated from you, excitement is building. In fact, we are bubbling over with it. I know you have been told this countless times over the last few years, but it is incumbent on me to tell you yet again, humanity's awakening is divinely ensured, and the moment for it to happen is very close. Many of you are feeling tired, angry, and depressed, almost as though you had been shortchanged, conned, or even swindled by those who are telling you of the wonders that await your awakening. It seems that you have been waiting and waiting and waiting. The waiting seems to have been interminable, so it is no wonder that you are feeling upset and that your doubts and anxieties have been intensifying. However, the end is in sight, and the joy that will replace your present life experience will cause you ecstasy as you finally understand completely what has been going on and why. Hold firm to your faith in the divine plan, about which you have been given very limited information, in order not to overload you, and in order to ensure that the pain and anxiety of waiting do not overwhelm you. Remember that although you are experiencing life in an illusory environment, for you it seems very real, and too much information about the wonders to come would cause a severe drain on your already limited energies as you recognize the vast disconnect between life as you are now experiencing it and the way it should be, and into which you will awaken. Within the illusion, signs of the breakdown, of the crumbling away of the systems of so-called civilization established on Earth are visible everywhere, and even your mainstream media is beginning to report on it. Confusion and disbelief are growing as the numbers of whistleblowers, shaking off the fear of retaliation for their actions of disclosing and releasing information, which has been hidden under the tightest of security, continue to build inexorably. They can no longer be contained, silenced, or ridiculed. The truth will out. Therefore, I promise you that some startling revelations are shortly to be disclosed, which will make a return to the old and secretive ways of running society impossible. The group which has for eons been controlling politics, religious organizations, and all the large multinational corporations, which are all covertly and inextricably interlinked, while remaining shrouded in the darkness of secrecy, have now lost that control. Its members are in severe disagreement with each other and are living in a state of dread and anxiety never before experienced by them, because they know that their identities, their agendas, and their innate corruption are about to be publicly exposed. They will experience intense shame, self-imposed, of course, because they have known for a long time that their behavior was unconscionable, and yet they persisted in it. Do not judge them. Just leave them in their ivory towers where they can do no further harm, to contemplate their utter and inexplicable incompetence and unwillingness to engage with the divine field of love, which, like all sentient life, is their inevitable destiny. Eventually they will turn to the light and be most joyfully welcomed home as the prodigal children of God, which they most certainly are. Heaven is not complete until all the wanderers have returned. However, the fact of their absence, asleep and still dreaming, will not be permitted to intrude on the intense joy of those who have chosen to awaken. Love is your nature, and only what is in perfect alignment and harmony with love exists, because that is everything that God so lovingly created. Anything unloving is most definitely wholly unreal. Discover that divine truth now by engaging only with love in every thought, word, and action. When you do, you will find peace and contentment that is available nowhere else, because there is nowhere else. You can do it while you remain sleeping within the illusion, and then the suffering around you will cease to make you sad or anxious, because you will see the ephemerality of it and understand that by sending love to those who are suffering, you are easing their pain and assisting them in their efforts to awaken into love. The tide of love now surging across the planet is irresistible, and daily more and more of humanity is surrendering to its warm embrace. Humanity is firmly established on the path to awakening, the path home, and nothing can divert it. Give thanks for the infinite wonder of God's eternal love for you, and how it is drawing you back to the brilliant light of His presence. With so very much love, Saul.